Back in mid-April of 2025, the city of Fredericton implemented increased bus services on some of the city's busiest routes. On the selected routes, buses now arrive every 30 minutes during peak midday hours. Previously, they arrived every hour. The routes selected for half-hour service at peak times were routes 12, 13, 14, and 15. Routes 16 and 17 also received half-hour peak service, but only on the city's south side. Routes 116 and 216 also had increased service, but their increased service starts an hour early. Charlene Sharp, the city of Fredericton's manager of transit and parking services, elaborated on the changes.
So back in early 2023, we were able to put a lot of technology in our buses. Part of that technology was passenger counters. At the same time, we developed service standards. So on a particular route, if you've reached 45 passengers per hour or more, that's time to say, hey, your buses are full, let's take a look at it. And the routes that we selected consistently showed us surpassing the 45 passengers per hour.
Despite initially rolling half-hour service out for a select few routes, Charlene noted that further increases are always possible.
But we did promise council for those particular routes that did not go to half-hour service that we'll continue to monitor it. And we did let them know that if it did achieve the threshold of consideration for half-hour service, we would absolutely bring it back for their consideration.
The new transit service hours came in response to a 19% increase in ridership between 2023 and 2024, with a little over 1.6 million total passenger trips in 2024. Charlene shared the city's prediction for ridership in 2025.
Between 2022, 2023, and 2023, 2024, we saw a lot of growth. Based on the passenger per hour that we're expecting on the increase in service, it's probably going to be around 15%. I'll be pleasantly surprised if it's higher, but that's basically what we were projecting.
Increased ridership could mean increased service, but it also has some consequences.
When you get to the point where your buses are full or you're actually leaving people behind on bus stops on an hourly service, that's not good.
Fredericton's public transit system has received some critical attention in recent years, particularly from those who rely on it daily. Students, new Canadians, and people on low to moderate incomes are the most likely to use buses. Here's Nicola Taylor, chair of Acorn NB, a union that advocates for low-income people across the province.
In general, people want a much more flexible transit system. I think it's not, and I think many of our members share that view. It's not flexible whatsoever. It started to get better when they introduced the Sunday service because, again, as you know, many people work on Sundays. And now, of course, they're increasing the times that they use this service. That's good for many people also. It just makes it more flexible. Anything that makes life easier for people who are on low incomes and who rely heavily on the transport system is always a good step forward.
Warren Maddox, the executive director of Fredericton Homeless Shelters, Inc., elaborated on some of the nuances involved with public transit in Fredericton.
For a long time, you know, Fredericton was very much a car-driven town, and people were quite indignant about not being able to park directly in front of the store that they wanted to go to. So Fredericton is coming. I think it's coming around a lot because of you know, the new Canadians we have coming into town, the students that have always been here, and our population has increased, right? So as your population increased, the need for a public transportation for a number of reasons, whether it's climate issues, whether it's social issues, or whether it's straight up traffic engineering issues. You know, the bigger your city is, the more critical it becomes.
Warren also described the impact that half-hour service will have on Fredericton's most vulnerable.
I don't use the public transit personally in Fredericton, but I know that it's critical to the population that we serve. You know, that they don't have cars and they do need to get to social development, which is way over on Two Nations Cross, or they need to get to appointments, or they need to get to doctor's appointments or drugstores, or whatever the case is. So if you're, you know, on a half-hour circuit, it then becomes easier to manage your life. If you have an appointment at 10, you don't have to leave at 9. You know, that you don't have to leave for work at 8 o'clock. if you don't start work until 9. So really, in the bigger context, the more convenient it is, the better utilized it's going to be. And the more utilized it's going to be means there's going to be less cars on the road, which means congestion goes down, which means, in a certain degree, we get a bit of a little extra breathing room, pardon the pun, on climate change. I think overall, the frequency and having it run on Sundays is a really positive step for the city.
I'm Aidan Keenan for CHSR 97.9 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.